Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I am Chris Ann. This week we are going to be doing the weekly psychic predictions for the week of February 4th through February 11th of 2024. And this week we are using one of my definitely top. I'm going to put this in my top 10. Top 10 favorite decks. And it's by one of my favorite authors, Diana Cooper. So if you have not checked out any of her things, check out. She's got some fascinating books. She's got some wonderful decks. She's got some amazing guided meditations that you can download off iTunes. You can find her CDs if you still want to do a CD. I studied with her first time coming to the States to teach many, many, many moons ago. She's the real deal. Her stuff is amazing, wonderful high vibrational energy. So tonight we are using one of her decks. We are using the Wonder of Unicorns deck. Now, this deck you can get as just a deck, but you can also get it as the Wonder of Unicorns game. I am using the game version, but it is the exact same version as the cards, to my knowledge. The just, straight card deck that you can get. I am not paid by her whatsoever, but clearly I'm a spokeswoman for her, obviously, but unpaid. But she is a delightful woman, and I love all of her products. So, highly recommend her things, so check them out. So let's see what this week has in store with the help of the unicorns. So this is a great deck. Can't even say anything negative about it. I think it's just a wonderful deck. Okay, let's see what this week has in store for us. The very first card I'm pulling is the card of prompting. Call a friend today is what this card is all about. Many times I hear friends and family saying, "Oh, I'm always the one doing all the calling. Oh, I'm always the one doing." I get that. Trust me, I get that. But this card is saying, you still need to be the one to reach out. This is the week of reaching out. Connecting with those, maybe you're thinking of somebody, reach out and connect with them. I mean, I'm going to take this to heart myself and do that with a couple people that I've been thinking of this week. So, this is the card of prompting telling us that, hey, here's our kick in the butt. We need to be the ones to do that for this week. Next card I'm pulling is the card of wisdom. This card is act with wisdom. And people will respect you. Take the high road. We don't always want or need to take the high road, but there are times where we have to take the high road. We have to act with wisdom. We have to put a little bit more forethought into what it is that we're doing. And that is how we can garner some respect. And the way that other people are viewing us. So this week, we have to take the high road this week. Oh, the next card that I pulled is Archangel Uriel. Become a peace ambassador. Oh, very interesting, because I just pulled that wisdom card right ahead. So, oh, isn't it kind of funny? And then before that, I pulled the prompting card. Call a friend, take a high road, and become the peace ambassador. You see how all that made perfect sense? One sentence, one paragraph, however you want to look at it. Okay, so that's what we have to do this week. We have to reach out, take the high road, and call in Archangel Uriel to help us to become the peace ambassadors. We don't necessarily want to take sides all the time, but this card, Archangel Uriel, is coming in to say that this is the time when we might have to become that peace ambassador. We might have to be the one to say, okay, this is what is the proper way to do something, your heart might want to lead you, your gut might want to lead you another direction, but this you know is the right thing that you have to do. You might not want to take the high road, but you know by taking the high road, you have to do this, and you should do this. Okay, interesting work for us this week. This week sounds like a week of emotional work that we have to do, both based on a heart chakra and throat chakra. Heart chakra because we feel it in our heart, throat chakra because we need to open up our throat chakra, speak our truths or speak the truths in order for things to be resolved. Interesting. Very, very, very interesting for this week. Well, let me know how it goes for all of you. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the crystals. So I always download the crystals before I do the podcast. I do the cards live with you guys in the moment. The crystals, I download the crystals before I even start the podcast. My guides, my loved ones, my angels, my animal spirit guides come through, guide me on what crystals for the week. So this week, we have some interesting ones actually. First one is Cavansite. Oh, do I love Cavansite? It is an expensive stone. I'm not going to tiptoe around that one. It's expensive. If you do not have a Cavansite, and many do not actually, because it's an expensive stone, I'm going to spell it for you. Cavansite. Look it up. Go online, look it up. You can see what it looks like. It is like this little blue ball of spiky little crystals. And it's this beautiful, like turquoisey aqua kind of color. It's totally my color. And you just want to reach out and touch it. But don't. Leave it be. Because it can be a little fragile. It's a lot fragile, actually. So if you don't have the stone that I talk about that week, look it up online. Connect with the energy through the picture. Maybe you have a book of stones. Look it up. Look up in your crystal Bible, the book of stones. Look up what it looks like. Connect with the energy through a picture. Maybe you have a deck of crystal cards, crystal tarot deck, crystal oracle deck. Look it up. That way you can connect with the picture. You can still connect with the energy of the stone through a picture if you don't have the actual stone. But let's talk about Cavansite. Why is it just such a yummy stone? It embodies the energy of transformation, revelation, and breakthrough or change. It encourages a present state of mind and body, and it's also really good for boosting your meditation. Cavansite brings joy, willingness, and excitement to the bearer. It helps you to release the past, embrace the future with a sense of hope and excitement. And it helps you connect with your guides or your angels during meditation or a deep reading. And it can boost your psychic abilities for those deep readings. And it is one to help you to connect with your spirit guides and your angels, your animal spirit guides. For all of these reasons, Cavansite is one that you want to place on your right hand side. In raw form, Cavansite is a fragile stone. You can find it in jewelry. I do have it in jewelry. I have it in a pendant myself. And when you wear it as a pendant, it's in the middle. So it doesn't matter what side it's on. The crystal energy just does what it needs to do. But if you're going to meditate with it, I would place it next to you on the left hand side. If you want to put it on your desk, put it on the left hand side of your desk. When you're sitting at your desk, That's stick out your left arm. That's the left hand side. The left hand side of the body brings the energy in. The right hand side of the body lets the energy out. Check out Cavansite. It's a lovely stone. Not cheap, but lovely. Next one. Not cheap, but lovely as well. Hiddenite. Hiddenite. This is the master stone of the heart. It teaches you to receive love of the divine and return that love through gratitude. It encourages you to open your heart to love. Not always an easy thing for some people. It helps you to feel worthy and deserving of true love. It stimulates the heart and it allows you to feel joy and bliss. It can balance your hormones. It can help you to overcome those feelings of the blues. And it can heal your heart after a breakup or abandonment or somebody passing. Hiddenite is a powerful stone. It is a relatively simplistic looking stone. It's in the green hues primarily. And one of the big places where it's found, I believe it's North Carolina. It's one of the Carolinas. But I believe, I hope, it's North Carolina. It's certainly found other places too, I believe. But North Carolina is the big one in the United States. Look at Hiddenite. It's a pretty stone. It's not as big of a wow as Cavansite is, but it's not cheap either. I mean, there are pieces that are relatively accessible, but check out Hiddenite. And also, Hiddenite is a left-hand side of the body stone. You can get that in jewelry as well. The next stone, Angelite. Very easily accessible, very readily accessible. And if you get a small tumbled stone, you can get it for just $1, $2, $3 kind of thing. Angelite. Angelite. Angelite is the stone of angels. It can help facilitate your communication with the angelic realm. You can do this through meditation. You can do this through your dreams. You can do this through a reading. You can pull out your deck of cards to use that. You can pull out your pendulum to use that. You can have an angelite on your left-hand side. Where it is a jewelry, it will help facilitate that communication. It can be very balancing as well to open up to be able to meditate more easily. It can be a protective shield around you when you use it on the left-hand side, especially when you're going to be doing a reading or doing a meditation and popping into that angelic realm. A lot of times people feel they need a little bit more protection. Angelite is a sweet, gentle energy that is not overwhelming at all. It's very easy to work with. It's a great stone for astrological and mathematical understanding and comprehension. It links the networks of the ethereal and the physical. And it is great for enhancing that psychic ability. And when we're talking about it boosts that protection, it is boosting the angelic protection. I should have been more clear about that. I many times will say the angels can't work for us unless we call them in. Angelite is one that we can use when we have it on us. That is like a beacon for our angels to come in and help us. Angelite is a left-hand side stone. Next stone is rainforest jasper. And we've talked about this one before. It can help draw more cheerful, optimistic, and wonderfully pleasant, high vibrational people into our lives. It attracts that energy. It encourages a big connection of nature, which is plants, animals, and Gaia herself. It can help to identify what your spirit animal is, rainforest jasper holds the vibration of happiness and joy for life. This is a wonderful one to wear. Definitely, I would wear it on the left-hand side or wear it as a pendant in the middle. It can help with depression or grief. It encourages you to change your thought process, see things from another perspective. It encourages a healthy change and a transition into that more joyful state of being. And it can also help you to connect with your pets and your animals on a deeper level. And it is a great stone for travel sickness. I am not a medical practitioner. Don't take the advice of me using stones in place of doing medication or things that have been provided from your doctor. I always do that little disclaimer. Rainforest jasper, left-hand side stone. The last one is yellow jasper. We've talked about this one before too. It's a wonderful stone of protection for those that are very accident prone. It can detox the physical and the emotional body. It does bring in protection and courage during travel as well, another travel stone. And it builds self-esteem and confidence. And it encourages self-development. So we've got stones this week that are working on a heart level. We've got cards that are working on a heart level. This stone is working on that self-development as well to move us into where we need to be. But we've also got stones of angelic protection coming in to aid us to get there. Yellow jasper is primarily a left-hand side stone, unless we want to detox the body and get rid of some of that emotional crap that maybe we've dealt with, then it becomes a right-hand side stone. Anything you want to detox or get rid of, you want to use on the right-hand side. You can carry your stone in your pocket. Some women put it in their bra. Some people wear a pouch. Yellow jasper is a very easily accessible stone, very inexpensive stone, as is rainforest jasper. Very easily accessible, very inexpensive if you get both of them in a tumbled stone form, small tumbled stone. If you're going to get any larger shapes or different, like a pillar or a sphere, those different shapes add to the expense of the stone. And now we're going to talk about our angel of the week. The angel of the week is the Queen of Peace and Angels of Peace. So if you are constantly rushing, constantly in a hurry, call in this angel of peace to help us pause for a moment, take a deep breath, connect with ourselves. Find that inner peace, and you can do this through a meditation. You can do this through just taking 2 seconds to be present in the moment. Just sit on the couch for 2 seconds and just stop. Just stop and just be present in the moment. You can take a walk out into nature. Take a drive to the ocean, sit by a stream, be present in the moment and find your peace. So call in the angels of peace to help resonate with that deep inner peace that we all have inside of us. And just know that we are worthy of that peace. This is the week that we're going to need to take that deep breath. So that's a good one to have around us. As always, I say check out my website. There are tons of crystals there, lots of oracle and tarot decks. I have a lot of artwork on my website. And of course, that's where my readings are posted. If you would like a private reading, I do readings in the Akashic Records. I look at what happened in past lives, how it correlates to what is going on now. I am a medium. I speak to those that are on the other side. I do animal communication, both living and deceased. And then I do your regular psychic stuff, past, present, and future. So my readings are all posted on my website. You can purchase classes on my website, and I do private classes one-on-one. All my classes now and my readings are all done through digital means, so they can happen when you are anywhere in the world. So check that out if that's something you're interested in. I do a lot of one-on-one classes, and of course the readings are one-on-one as well. So check that out. The website is www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Exact same name as the podcast. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate the wonderful feedback that I continue to get. I just think it's great. I appreciate you all tuning in and listening and bringing some wonderful energy as well. Thank you so much, and be free.